Anchor Retirement Properties and Care Homes on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
One particularly enjoyable day at Stray FM, I was tasked with hanging out in the sunshine with not only the residents and staff of Gill's Top, an Anchor Care Home in Grassington, but also had a visit from two animals, Bruce the bearded collie and an eight-day-old lamb. It's National Pet Month this month, and whilst that might give you an excuse to give your dog that extra treat or let the cat lie in the freshly ironed washing, it's given us an excuse to talk about why animals are important. Doris, who lives at Gill's Top in Grassington, is 92 and talked to me about what pets she's had in the years gone by.
Oh yes, stray ones and ones that were taken in.
Cats and dogs,
cats,
a mixture?
Dogs, hedgehogs.
You've had hedgehogs?
Oh yes, yeah. Guinea pigs. If we found a bird what was hurt, we took it in while it was right.
What have you got on your window?
It's a bird feeder. You don't feed birds.
And so do they come to the window?
Oh, yes, do. Three at a time sometimes, falling out. They can't come in, but I can see them. They're very brave.
The birds are brave?
Yeah. Why?
But what do we think it is that draws us, as humans, to animals? Angela, also a resident at Gill's Top, told me what she thought.
Because they're affectionate, especially dogs, you know, they're wonderful. I had an old English sheepdog and we just loved her. And if she'd been naughty, my mum would tell her off and she'd put her head down and go away. And then when my mum would calm down, she used to go and put her head against my mum's legs. She loved her. And she did just as my mum said.
Dogs can make you feel better, can't they, immediately?
Absolutely. I love all animals, especially dogs. And especially when I see an old English sheepdog. Because it made my heart go all of a flutter to see to see them. It brought back happy memories of seeing them.
At all Anchor Care Homes, including Gill's Top in Grassington, the presence of animals is considered a very important activity for those residents who enjoy the company of our furry friends. I spoke to David Wood, the Anchor Community Partnership Manager for the North East, about why he thinks contact with animals is important and the option that residents have to bring their own pet with them.
Yeah, we try to bring animals into the homes as much as we can, just because we can see the positive impact that that has on our residents. Just like today, it's great to see the residents talking about old memories, and it really brings them to life when the animals are here.
And so if people already have a pet when they need to come here, can they bring their pet with them? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. I think that moving into care can be a really difficult time. Somebody may have lived in the family home for many years and there can be a lot of changing all of a sudden. So moving into care and being able to bring your animal with you, it's a big thing for us. Because it really helps with that transition. I mean, for most of them, their pet will be like a beloved family member. The last thing that they want when they're coming into care is to be separated from them.
And are there any limits of what pet they can have?
With any resident that's moving in, we'll obviously assess them and the pet just to make sure that the environment's suitable for them. And, you know, providing that's going to be beneficial for the resident and for the home, then, yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. But one of the great things is how that pet can help them settle. Many people, they might have been living in the community and they might have been isolated for many years and might not be used to being around people. Their animal or pet might have been their only companion. So straight away when they come into care, it just means you've got that conversation point, so it helps build relationships with the staff and the other residents as well. You very quickly become a popular neighbour when you bring an animal in with you.
It's amazing if you go out walking your dog how many people you speak to. If you go out walking on your own, you don't speak to anyone.
Yeah, exactly, and it's that straight away you've got that common ground with people. It just helps build those relationships.
Now, on the day I visited Gill's Top, not only was it a gloriously sunny afternoon, we were also visited by Bruce the bearded collie and an eight-day-old lamb, which was also going to be named that afternoon by the residents. I talked to Robert and Angela Crampton, who own a local small holding and regularly bring their animals to visit the residents and staff.
Whiteface Woodland sheep, and with three Erdwicks with their lambs, and with hens, and a meringue cockerel, which is quite exceptional. And it wakens you up every morning.
Yeah. With two dogs and two cats as well.
I think it's important for everybody to come in contact with animals. And we also have 7 grandchildren, and they get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
I think it's because it's just natural, and they just do things naturally. There's no inhibitions like humans have. And also, at the end of the day, animals are so lovable, and they're relaxing to everybody. And I think that does people good as well. People like to see animals. Especially when they're like these two. Brilliant.
Speaking of the lamb that was visiting Gill's Top that day, it's time to name her.
Would you choose a name out of the hat for the lamb? What's it going to be?
What's it going to be, indeed?
Elizabeth!
That's
the
my name.
It's your name! Oh, wow! What a coincidence! Elizabeth!
I'm even better. I'm Elizabeth Margaret.
Wow! And it's the Queen's birthday. Isn't it the Queen's birthday, Elizabeth?
Very up timing.
Wow!
Debbie Dawson, Activities Coordinator, told me what a difference having animals around makes.
It makes such a difference to their life. Animal involvement brings a smile to their face. They remember things when they were younger, whether they had a pet as a child, whether they had a pet growing up, whether they lived on a farm. They can wake up maybe in not so good a mood, but an animal will come in and they will light up and their mood will change. And it's a big difference, and it lasts the rest of the day. There was a study done in America, and if you're dealing with people with Alzheimer's or dementia and you give social interaction, animal interaction, their dementia slows so much. You can see the difference from somebody who is socially isolated, and the progression of Alzheimer's and dementia is so much faster. So it doesn't just help with keeping people busy or lighting their mood. It actually has a real effect on people's dementia and how fast it will progress.
But it's not just animals that make Gill's Top such a great place to be. It's also received its Murray Report care rating recently, and Debbie talks us through it.
The average score, I think, is about 868. Our score this year was 959, which is extremely good. It's broken down into sections, and in nearly every section, like housekeeping activities, food menus, care, we got 100%. So that was pretty amazing, and we were so thrilled with that because it's an independent report. Its questions go out to our customers and their relatives. So it's not just a case of keeping our customers happy, it's making sure that the relatives see and understand what we're doing.
A massive thank you to everyone at Anchor Care Home Gill's Top in Grassington. And just in case you fancy getting involved, they are actually currently looking for volunteers. So if you've some spare time or something you'd like to share with residents, from music to dance, from a simple chat to an animal visit, please get in touch with Debbie at Gill's Top. If you want to find out more about Gill's Top or any of the other Anchor care homes, then you can do that at anchor.org.uk.
Anchor Retirement Properties and Care Homes on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.